Genesis 12, verses 1 to 3. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." Are you a leader or a follower? Many would say that you need to seize leadership for yourself. You need to forge a path for yourself. You want to quit fooling around? Thank you. They might even point to Abram as an example to say, see, to be the father of believers, he had to have forged his own path. But if that was the case, then it was what he did that brought God's blessing to him. Then God's blessing would be dependent upon what we do, on the path that we forge in our life. And what could ever be enough? In fact, this chapter tells us how Abram lied about his wife, endangering her life, bringing only strife. And how often have we done the same? And so Scripture declares that no one can be justified by the works of the law. Rather, Hebrews 11:8 tells us, by faith, Abraham. Faith is trusting God's promise. It's following His leadership. And so that promise of God had to be there first, creating the faith in Abram that then obeyed and followed the promise. Our text emphasizes that point, demonstrating that it was purely out of his own love that God blessed Abram. God made Abram great. God made Abram, yes, a leader by leading him to follow Jesus. Be leaders like Abram, following Jesus, leading others to do the same. Let me call your attention to the last phrase in the blessing in our text. In you, all families of the earth shall be blessed. How is that possible? How could a sinful, dying man who lived 4,000 years ago in Palestine be a blessing to all people throughout all the world in all time? Do you remember what happened when Adam and Eve first fell into sin? Graciously, God responded by saying, "I will put enmity between you, Satan, and the woman, between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." So you see, it wasn't Abram that forged a new path. It was Jesus. He fulfilled that promise by coming into this world to be your brother. He was born of the descendants of Abraham to redeem you to God as the holy children of God. Abram was a blessing to all nations only because Jesus came through him. Listen to how Galatians chapter 3 applies this promise to Abraham to every one of us. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, that's you and me. And so this is a promise we can share with everyone. And how does it go on? Preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, "In you all nations shall be blessed." Abraham believed that promise, so that Jesus said of him, Abram rejoiced to see my day. 2,000 years before Jesus came, Abram spiritually saw the fulfillment of that promise in Jesus coming to bring that blessing of the gospel. Your sins have been forgiven. Be leaders like Abram, following Jesus. You know, even in Abram's earthly life, his life was not characterized by forging his own path, but by faith. We read on in Hebrews 11, by faith, Abram obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. The promise instilled in Abram love for his Savior and the fearless faith to obey that command of God in fearless faith. Abram thus lays before us an important lesson. Far more important in your life than where you are going is who you are following. In fact, it's the most important lesson. Be leaders, following Jesus and leading others to do the same. What a privilege it is to share with them having this greatest leader of all, the one who knows what's best for you every step of your life and will lead you safely to heaven. Like Abram, we don't know what's ahead of us in this earth, but keep your eyes on the backside of Jesus and He will lead you safely with many others who shall come from the east and the west till you sit down together with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 422, stanzas 1 and 2. 422, 1 and 2.